You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Jason Lee Podcast.
All right, we're back for all new episode of the Jason Lee Podcast. Everybody said I look more fit today. That's because I'm going to the gym. Go to the gym. It works. And those of you who shame me for having a procedure and changing my diet, that works too. You know, getting healthy really is not about one way or the other. It's about wanting to live a longer life. There's no shortcut to living a healthier life, but there are shortcuts to dying, and that's just not taking care of yourself. So I'm proud of my journey. I've been down this size now for 4 years, I think, or three or 4 years. I was 323 pounds. I was big Jason. So those of you there in the comments, I read you all the time saying, oh my God, I love fat Jason, chunky Jason. We love more to hold on to, Jason. Well, he's gone, and he ain't coming back. Every time the scale goes up a pound, I call my doctor to find the latest Ozempic. I am a definitely down to do whatever it takes to stay healthy in a safe, controlled way. Shout out to Kelly. What's the girl name?
Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson. I don't know if she's on Manjara or a cocktail of Ozempics, but that girl is so skinny. At this point, if you turn your head too fast, you won't see her. Oh, but you know, she looks a little skinnier than we probably want her to be, but she does look good and she seems happy and healthy. I'm glad that she's finally coming forward telling her truth. You know, there's a lot of people out there misleading you with the weight loss stuff. I went over to Busta Rhymes' Instagram today. He looks a little thinner. I'm not making any suggestions. I'm just saying what happened. We've seen, who else?
Oh, Whoopi came out.
Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi Goldberg then went back to The Color Purple. She looks exactly like she did several decades ago in The Color Purple. She looks great. Oprah came out fat shaming everybody and shaming all of us who were on it, only to come out and do a big special about how she used it. And then now she's saying how she
allegedly
regrets dieting with it. I mean, girl, you already lost the weight now. So it's sort of like getting rich off of pharma and then saying, sorry, I raised the prices at the pharmacy. I mean, you're already rich.
Pretty much.
Do you think celebrities should start living in the truth and just being honest with everybody since they are consumer brands that drive consumer interest?
100%. Because it's creating an environment where people who are watching them have unrealistic expectations of how they should and can get to a healthy space. Because like you said, there's no cheating. Because if you use Ozempic, you still need to eat healthy, work out, do all those things. So I think if they're more honest and open about the path that they get to the appearance they have, it will motivate other people to, you know, go down that path as well. So just be honest about it. We're not judging.
I think it's very dangerous because I know somebody, I'm not going to say who, but she had like a six pack, and at the Met Gala, she was interviewed a couple years ago saying, how did you get that six pack? And she was like, Pilates. So all the Pilates studios started selling out, but I know it was from ab etching.
Really?
Yep.
Well, I don't have abs and I'm not going to etch them out, you know, but I will say the reason why it's important that I'm bringing this up is because I see so many of you online commenting on my weight loss, commenting on how I look. And if a person is caught up in how they look, good or bad to them or to you, you can really drive them over the edge. I think online bullying is at an all-time high where people will go under people's photos. You're fat, you're fat, you're fat. I remember you guys used to come to my Instagram and say that all day long. That was never the impetus for me losing weight. It was getting older and not wanting to be diabetic and not to die. I mean, I was out of shape. I couldn't run from a dog if it was chasing me, you know, and I didn't want to have a heart attack. I started thinking about all the different ways I could be found dead. I chose to do it for my own health. It wasn't driven by that. And so when all of you tell me how good I look now, and you tell me that all the time,
period.
Thank you. I appreciate it. But I also appreciate those of you that said you liked me when I was a little chunkier. You know, I was at lunch yesterday with Rob and I was saying to somebody that we were having lunch with that Rob was that enabling friend that knew I was fat and kept telling me, well, you look good, you know, you're fine. He should have said, no, you're fat. I was 323 pounds and you allowed me to be fat for years. And I think, you know, maybe there was a personal interest in me staying fat. I don't know.
Oh my God.
These are all lies. Okay. I did tell you quite often that you just held your weight in a way that didn't look crazy, but I never was like, yeah, get bigger. Like that was never a conversation.
Rob, when you go back and look at them photos, I was holding that weight in every part of my body crazy. Okay. Neck was holding it crazy. I had no neck. They used to come and call me Benzino. I got it. You know, I don't even shame any of you. And to all the people I tried to date at the time who didn't want to be with me, I understand. You know, I held you accountable in my mind then, but I don't hold you accountable now, because now as I'm pursuing dating, I realize you do have to become the person you want. If you're a slut, then date a slut. But don't say you don't want nobody to cheat on you if you're a slut. If you want somebody that's fit and in the gym all the time, get your ass up and go to the gym. But if you're okay with that, then you roll right over with that fat boy or fat girl that you date and y'all be fat together. That's exactly what you should do. But we got to stop being unrealistic. And I'm trying to get everything aligned now. And yes, I mentioned I'm dating because I went live and told you all that I would be married by my birthday. I mean, engaged, married. No, engaged by my birthday, because I'm going to have time to plan a wedding right now because we have the awards coming up. And everybody was like, you can't be engaged by your birthday. It's only in 2 months. I go, well, maybe Christmas.
Are you serious? That's how you feel?
It's happening. I told you. Yes, it's happening. Okay, so Jason Lee is officially getting out these streets. Speaking of the streets, there's so much going on right now. Before we even get into the show, let me give a shout out to Amber Rose. Let me just give her a round of applause. And then let me push this button right here.
Bitch, you trash.
Amber Rose posted this photo on Instagram, and Instagram is on fire. Her and Donald Trump and Melania. What a threesome that would be. Wondering why Amber is now supporting Donald Trump. The question that it's caused online is, can somebody who is openly in support of gay rights, trans rights, women's rights, a champion for women's and their progression movement, be somebody that can stand behind Donald Trump, who clearly doesn't stand for any of that? A lot of you are dragging her online and even digging up the receipts between her and Jocelyn, saying that Jocelyn was right the whole time about her. You're calling her a white woman. You're calling her everything. And some would say she's standing on what she believes. Some of you are saying she's switching sides. I don't know. I posted a photo of her saying, please come back on the show because we have lots of questions, because I'm an opportunist and that's what opportunists do. A lot of you are telling me not to support her, not to bring her on the show. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of comments dragging her, but also there's thousands of you online saying you're voting for Trump. So I'm really confused at social media right now, to the extent that all of this today has driven me to text in the White House saying, where y'all at? Pull up, because Trump is out here pulling up to the culture. And this is the scary thing about co-opting culture that a lot of us don't see, because we don't look behind the veil, is that when people like this pull up for us, we then get a disdain for those that don't. And sometimes we then give loyalty to people we shouldn't because they pulled up, even though them pulling up is they pulled up with a lot of things that are going to hurt our people. Amber clearly doesn't care. When you guys saw the photos, what did you think?
I thought it was the biggest oxymoron I'd ever seen in my life. I love Amber, but it just makes zero sense, because she is a person who consistently stands up and defends, you know, women's rights and the protection of women to, you know, have the freedom to live in their truths. And this is all while she's standing next to a man who's currently on trial for paying off a porn star to sway an election, to hide information that could have swayed it in the wrong way. Also a man who claims to grab him by the pussy, and there's nothing wrong with that. Also a man who is right now running on the fact that he was able to take away women's rights through removing Roe versus Wade. So I'm like, her standing next to that man specifically to me is crazy.
I went straight to the comments. I saw Vivica A. Fox shading her, talking about girl, bye. And yeah, but at least she stands on business. And I feel like that's something to respect.
Yeah, but we have to respect people standing on business that matters. And I'm not sure that this matters to anybody but Amber. I mean, how does anybody else benefit from this? We see how Trump benefits. We want to know how you benefit, Amber. I love Amber. I'm still going to love you. But, you know, people are expecting me to counsel her. How can I counsel her? It's a free country where people can decide what they want. This is her platform she's using to promote it. I'm using my platform to rebuke her using her platform to promote that. I have said publicly that I would support here at the show. And Marina, we talked about, right? We talked about me interviewing Trump and me interviewing Biden, because at the end of the day, this is a platform where we ask questions. Mm-hmm. And then depending on what they say, that's where the conversation is going to go. Everybody knows what I stand for. I've been very vocal about that. And I wouldn't switch up because Trump pulls up or Biden pulls up. Now, I'll be honest with you. I understand why a lot of you are mad with this administration, but you have to get past what they look like on Instagram. If Biden fell off a bike, if Biden fell asleep, if Biden's son was on drugs, if they found cocaine in the White House, all that happened. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of other stuff that happened too that's really good that you have to go and look at. Amber, I really don't understand why you're doing this. Is it for clicks? Is it for clout? Are you promoting something? Are you going to be moderating a debate between Trump and Stormy? I mean, I know you're about slut shaming, not anti-slut shaming and supporting sex workers, but I don't know where you fall in this, given the fact that, as Rob said, there's a sex worker who's basically on trial with Trump right now, who took advantage of her and their situation to keep stuff away from the American people. I know you don't believe in God. Maybe the devil told you to do it. I know you don't believe in the devil. I mean, whatever. This is why you have to have faith, because your faith should be motivating you or driving you to make the right decisions. But you didn't wake up to pray to anybody. You woke up to Trump. And you put the American flag when we saw all the people climbing up the Capitol, which clearly is un-American. That wasn't even the segment, but let's get to announce the tea with Jason Lee. Listen, I don't know if you know, but I'm running for office and I'm going to win the Stockton City Council District 6 seat. I am going to be getting the incumbent up out of there. I went over to my Facebook. You have to follow my Facebook. Right now, it's facebook.com/IamJasonLee. That is my personal Facebook. That's like 25,000 people, all from Stockton or surrounding areas, people who've been following me forever, my family, my friends, whatever. All that is a very personal conversation. Those of you that follow it, I'm talking everything Stockton and everything personal. Then there's my Facebook. That's my fan page. And that's for, you know, where I go over there and engage everybody about all it is. Well, the reason why I talk about it is because I've been over there. I started this new Facebook segment called Tell the Truth Tuesday. So on every Tuesday, I'm going to drop some tea, and T standing for the truth about what's going on back home. Some people, of course, they're like, don't bring that Hollywood stuff to Stockton. Stockton politics and politics in general at this point is more amusing and more viral than the news that we talk about in entertainment. Mm-hmm. So I have to tell you that telling the truth is not messy and drama. It is actually telling you the mess and the drama that you need to know about. And then you, the voter, get to decide. So if you're just in the Stockton area, surrounding areas, you want to know what's going on, go over there to my Facebook. Check it out. Every Tuesday, I'm going to drop something. And if you're from outside of Stockton, you just want to go and get the tea, truth, go over there and follow and just be peeking online. All right. Well, anyway, speaking of politics going viral, we love this one right here. Jasmine Crockett. I recently met Jasmine at Ben Crump's award show where I honored her, where I presented to her the honor that she so graciously deserved for being out here and being a fighter for the people. Well, baby, she is fighting these internet streets because they are on fire, and she put this beach blonde built, bad built body bimbo. There were so many B's in there, I was waiting for the big one to drop.
Bitch, you trash.
But we didn't get it. Well, anyway, she's a Dallas, Jasmine is a Dallas congresswoman, and this is Jasmine Crockett. She's not backing down after claiming that Georgia congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene has a bleach blonde, bad built butch body. She dropped all them B's back to back, and baby, she did it exactly the way a little gay boy from Atlanta would have did it best. Last 30, Jasmine, a Democrat, fired back at Marjorie, a Republican, after the latter spewed an insult during a congressional hearing. Now, the House was in an oversight committee meeting where they were holding a vote of contempt of the attorney general, which eventually happened, but not before the verbal fireworks went off between the two congresswomen and also New York Democrat Rep. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who defended Jasmine. Now, it's interesting. I want you to see this video because they put out a clip of Jasmine attacking Marjorie. They didn't put out the whole clip where this bad built bleach butt butterball body built BZ did it first. So I'm glad that we were able to get it. Take a look.
I'd like to know if any of the Democrats on this committee are employing Judge Mershon's daughter.
Please tell me what that has to do with Merrick Garland.
Is she a porn star?
Oh, Goldman. That's right. He's advising. Okay.
He's advising who? What? Do you know what we're here for? You know we're here about AG.
I don't think you know what you're here for.
Well, you the one talking about. I guess
I think your fake eyelashes are messing up.
No, ain't nothing.
Hold on. Order,
Mr. Chairman.
That's beneath even you.
Order, bring that to the order of your committee.
Order.
I do have a point of order, and I would like to move to take down Ms. Green's words. That is absolutely unacceptable. How dare you attack the physical appearance of another person?
Are your feelings hurt?
Her words down.
Aww.
Oh, girl, baby girl.
Oh, really?
Don't even play.
Baby girl, I don't think
we are going to move, and we're going to take your words down.
I second that motion.
So who will have to pay us? Okay. Ms. Green agrees to strike her words.
I believe she needs to apologize. No.
Perry, okay, hold on. Then after Mr. Perry's going to be recognized, then Ms. Green.
I'm not apologizing.
Well, then
okay,
you're
reserve
not
the right to object.
Perry,
I am not apologizing.
Now let's go. Come on, guys.
Why don't you debate me?
Mr. Chairman, the
I
minority.
Think it's pretty self-evident.
Chair recognizes. You're not.
Yeah, you're
out
not.
Of order.
You don't have enough
you're
intelligence.
Out of order. Chair recognizes Mr. Perry.
Okay, move to strike
I'd
the.
Like to strike
I move
those
to strike
words
the ladies'
well.
Words.
I move to strike
like
the
well.
Ladies' words again.
That's two requests to strike. That's two requests to strike.
Oh, they cannot take the
There's
words.
Another motion to strike her words again. Please
right, okay,
get your members under
here's
control.
Here's the correct apology, Ms. Green. Do you ask unanimous Do you agree to unanimous consent to strike your words?
I repeat again for the second time. Yes, I'll strike right. my words, but I'm not right. apologizing.
Without objection. Without
not
objection.
Apologizing.
Mr. Chair, point of order.
Who's?
It's me.
Ms. Crockett.
I'm just curious, just to better understand your ruling. If someone on this committee then starts talking about somebody's bleach blonde, bad built, butch body, that would not be engaging in personalities, correct?
A what now?
Chairman. I make a motion to strike those words.
I don't think that's
Hold
a
on.
Part
I'm
of it.
I'm trying to find clarification on what quality.
Chairman,
I
motion to
I
strike
no
those
idea
words.
What you just said.
We're not gonna do this. Look, you guys earlier literally just
you just voted to do
y'all
it.
Y'all did it first, so you don't want to
voted to do it.
Order.
I'm trying to get clarification.
Look, it. Calm down. Calm down.
No, because this is what y'all do. So I'm trying to
hey,
get
Ms. Crockett, you're not
y'all
recognized. Ms. Crockett.
I can't hear you with your
and
yelling.
You don't want
calm
me
down.
To be, no.
Can you please calm
don't
down?
Don't tell me to calm down.
Calm down.
Because y'all talk
calm
noise,
down.
And then you
you're
can't
out of
take
control.
Because if I
Look,
come,
chairman,
if I come and talk shit about her, y'all
minutes.
Gonna have a problem.
Mr. Chairman.
Chair, okay. Order.
And this, kids, is why you should run for office. Mm-hmm. Because that, to me, was fighting for democracy. Democracy is about being able to have your voice heard, but it doesn't mean you have the right to disrespect people. And this is the problem that I see when I watch that video. And again, I see everything through blended eyes because these eyes were created by a white woman and a black man. Black man was married, the white woman was a side chick, but it doesn't matter. Eyes nonetheless. So I see all sides of it. This is what happens when white folks go on the attack, unsolicited attack, then turn around and play victim. You sat there, you attacked this woman's appearance, you attacked her eyelashes, and then you attacked what she looked like. Then threw up your hands and said, oh my God, I'm being attacked. And then got attacked and said, see how they're attacking me? It's reminiscent of the woman who was walking in the park with her dog when she saw the black man on a jog. Did all that, he's attacking me. We've seen all this play out many times. Black people are tired of that. What you saw from Jasmine, this is not an excuse. You saw from Jasmine that exhaustion with that experience that is felt by black people all over the country. And that's probably one of the reasons why Jasmine stepped up and ran for office. Jasmine is highly intelligent. She's an attorney. She's somebody that the culture is definitely latched onto because she, not latched onto because her lashes, it's just, oh my for better God. Words. Jasmine's somebody that goes viral often because of how she addresses people, in particular the committees that she's in when they're trying to go after the president and or trying to double speak when it comes to rules they want the president, Joe Biden, to stand by when Donald Trump is not stood by those. In this instance, Marjorie was, she was out of her league. She wasn't ready to read somebody who clearly has been hanging around the gay circuit for many years. On top of that, all of you white men did not know what to do with that woman. That woman, her and Ocasio.
AOC.
AOC, her and AOC, baby, they were like WWE tag teaming each other and running circles around all of you there. There was the one guy next to the chair who was giggling like a little schoolgirl. He couldn't even contain himself because he couldn't believe you called her a bad built bleach body bimbo, beast, whatever you called her. I live for it. when you saw that, was that Democracy or was that just a Zeus Network production called Government?
I think it was a mix of both, and I live for every second of it. It almost gave like an SNL skit because it was just so, like, the comedic timing was on point. I lived for that.
Yeah, and I think more people need to start watching these hearings because they are available to us for us to watch. But I think part of the frustration is, like, she deals with, like you said, she deals with this kind of childish nonsense on a consistent basis. So we quite often see Jasmine having to, like, speak up or correct people's misinformation that they're putting out. And I think part of the frustration for this is they have, I think, been there since 11 in the morning, but a bunch of the Republican members had gone to Donald Trump's trial to sit behind him in the trial. So they had to postpone it, and then they had to come back later that night. So they had been there all day. And this is what they came back to, like, Marjorie Taylor Greene being the idiot that she usually is and having to deal with that while they're trying to govern. Like, it's just too much.
Well, they haven't just been going to the trial. The Republicans have been going to stand outside the courtroom and attack and question the judge and other people, the jury, because Donald Trump has been gagged and not allowed to speak or whatever. He's been told he'll be held in contempt. So they've been making that a priority, that dog and pony show, than this. This was interesting, but again, I say this, and I said it in a joke, but I'll be honest. This is why more people that look like us or look like your communities need to run for office, because you need to be in the seats where things are going down that matter. And the reason why we share viral moments like this is because we want to continue to pull eyeballs from our audience that wants to follow the culture and see if Puffy's going to jail or, you know, if Plies is really, a Kirk Franklin's twin brother. You know, there are things that people want to... He's not. They just look alike. Rob missed the joke. He don't know much about black culture. But look, the reality is we post a lot of these viral moments in the government on Hollywood Unlocked so that way you guys can go and see what's actually happening. Well, Jasmine later told CNN that she had no regrets over the viral incident. Listen.
Any regrets about that kind of language, especially given that you were trying to make a point, frankly, about decorum in the hearing room?
I have no regrets. And I'll tell you why. Because Marjorie Taylor Greene is the type of person that if you give her an inch, she'll take a mile. And the fact that they continue to allow her to break the rules of decorum over and over and over, whether it's the State of the Union that the president is delivering and she's wearing a MAGA hat or otherwise, the reason that she didn't have committee assignments before was because she did not know how to conduct herself as a member of Congress. And so if I just sit there and say, oh, well, Marjorie said it about me, what's to stop her to continue to do it again and again? And at the end of the day, I was elected as a representative of Congress, but that doesn't mean that I'm supposed to be somebody's doormat.
But Michelle Obama famously said, when they go low, we go high. Are those days basically over?
I don't know that we can even call this a low. I mean, she goes to hell, and then I do my best to remind her as to why she should not cross me.
So one of your colleagues, Jamie Raskin, actually suggested that some members might have been drinking. Others have said that as well, making that suggestion. That's a pretty serious allegation. Do you think that that played a factor here?
I think with Marjorie Taylor Greene, it doesn't require alcohol for her to be unhinged. I'll be perfectly honest. I don't know. I don't have any facts to that. So, you know, I won't say and I won't participate in rumors when I don't have any facts behind it.
So you also called Greene racist for what she said about you. Why is that?
Yeah. As I've received so many amazing compliments from MAGA America throughout my time in Congress, a lot of times when I would go viral, instead of them trying to address the things that I laid out in a very factual way, what they would try to do is say, oh, look at her hair, or look at her nails, or look at her lashes. And they would all then associate anything that I do as a form of beautification with being quote unquote ghetto. And so to me, she was just basically repeating the nonsense that MAGA World is constantly putting out there, because I am not the only woman in Congress that wears lashes. And there are women on her side of the aisle that wear lashes as well as hair extensions. But she's never felt like that was a dig that she needed to take at anyone, except for me, a black woman who sits on the committee. And then, of course, she went after AOC and called her unintelligent, a brown woman that sits on the committee.
CNN actually asked her for comment, and this is a statement that we've received. She said, the only member that brought up any reference to color was Congresswoman Crockett. She's putting that on you.
I brought it up when we were in committee. It definitely did not come up. When I was asked about whether or not I felt like she was being racist, I told the truth, which was absolutely yes. But ultimately, in committee, that was not part of the conversation whatsoever.
Well, listen, she said what she said. I mean, if the epitome of standing on business was anything, she stood on that beach blonde, bad built body.
Butch
queen, if ever I seen it. I love Jasmine. I can't wait until she comes on the show. Lots to talk about. See, when I think about government, what I'm running for, city council, I'm sure it's going to be entertaining at some point when I have to stand on business too. Because I do plan to drag in her honor and in Eric May's honor. People have been online saying, Jason Lee going to be the next Eric Mays, I promise you, with better hair.
I think we...
Because my curls are going to be popping. But nonetheless, I'm going to be doing my thing and paying homage to him because he stood on what he believed in. And again, you know, they expect black people to show up or people of color to show up and just walk the line. No, I think that the reason why I am so successful and the reason why I love doing what I do is because I can literally wake up every day and say what I want, do what I want, move how I want. But that's a certain level of freedom that comes by way of having a lot of rights that we had. There were years that you wouldn't be an entrepreneur. You wouldn't be able, black people wouldn't be able to say what they want to say, or you would have to take that kind of treatment. So I think Jasmine is showing us that you can show up as an educated black attorney, very beautiful, by the way, whether your eyelashes are a quarter inch long or 20 feet tall, you know, do you. Lash on. All right, let's move on. Okay. Speaking of standing on business, Simone Biles is back in the news, and she's standing by her man. Now, let's be very clear. The only reason why she's standing by him is because he's good looking. If he was ugly by now, Simone would be single. She has a type. We've seen them. They all kind of look the same. I'm not going to pull up her ex. Just telling you. Simone Biles is standing by her husband. Now, you remember, she wants fans to check themselves at the door if they want to come after her and her man. And she wants you to come correct or don't come at her page at all. Now, the gymnast has shared another very clear message to her bitter trolls who continue to disrespect her husband, NFL player Jonathan Owens, and their marriage. Now, last December, Jonathan, who plays safety for the Chicago Bears, he went on the Pivot podcast. Shout out to my friend Alicia and all of them over there. And claimed that he was the catch in their relationship. Now, the two began dating in August 2020 after matching on the dating app Raya. Hold on. First of all, Raya, y'all keep deleting my request to join. And that's because you want me to stay as a single slut in these streets. But that's okay. Hinge got me. Jonathan said he didn't know who Simone was when he was on the app.
Allegedly.
Before I go any further, Jonathan, I know you got dimples and you think you're good looking and all, but that dumb shit ain't gonna work here. You knew who the hell this is. This is one of the most successful, if not the most successful, Olympic winning, gold medal winning gymnast in the entire world. There aren't many black ones. There's no way she flipped into your Raya page and you did not know who she was. But I'm gonna let you live. I don't want to troll or disrespect you. Anyway, he never really paid attention to gymnastics. The more I go through this, you know, the more I keep thinking, like, some athletes are just stupid. You know, some athletes are dumb. They don't know, you know. I've been privileged to be best friends with Floyd Mayweather, who knows all the sports. He knows basketball. He knows football. He even knows the tennis players. He probably don't know hockey or ice skating. But then again, none of us that grew up in communities that look like us do. But this one sounds kind of dumb. Well, last November, the couple tied the knot at a courthouse. And then had a second wedding in Mexico days before he made these comments in December in his December interview. Now, I'm going to show you this video from my friend Alicia's podcast with the three guys over there who I love to death, claiming that he didn't know who she was. Take a look. A
couple of days, man. And it's like she pops up and I'm like, let me see who this is. Gymnastics. I ain't never, you know, I never really paid attention to gymnastics. So. It piqued my curiosity, you know, so I'm like, okay, I'll see what's up. I swiped her and it said we matched. So I'm just like, oh, okay, so I'm gonna see what's up. So I go do my workout and I come back and I get like, I had some likes on my Instagram, you know, and I'm like, oh, this might be, I'm like, okay. So I see what's up. And then I still waited. I'm like, man, I'm gonna wait till I, you know, take a shower and everything. Then I come back to my phone and then she messaged me on the app, like, hey, you know what I mean? And I'm, man, that's a, man, this gotta be fake. Like, I don't know. Just, I didn't know who she was at the time, but like the first thing that I saw was that she just had a bunch of followers. So in my mind, I'm like, okay, she gotta be good. If, yeah. I promise you, I'm a real life story. When she won the Olympics, I was in college and We didn't have NBC. We didn't have Olympic channels. And we're in camp. We're in camp. Late July, early August. So I'm not paying attention to, you know, so I never would have had a moment to where I would have watched, like, you know.
Jonathan, I'm going to let you finish your story, man. Continue.
But like I was saying, man, she messaged me. This was like a Tuesday. And we were texting back and forth. And then we hung out Friday, man. And we couldn't do much since COVID happened. Everything was shut down. So she came through down to Houston. She lived in the suburbs. So she had to drive about 45 minutes to me. Then the rest is history, man. So
you was really the catch in...
I always say we the men the catch, man. I always say we the catch, man.
Yeah, so she really booked you.
She did, though.
Is what you said.
Because I was fighting it. I was fighting it.
So
I was
fighting it. So in truth, if I say this out loud, was Jonathan Owens ain't really want Simone Biles. Is what you're saying.
At the time, that's what you're not going to say that.
That's what you're saying.
I was afraid. I was afraid to commit. I'm like, man, this is my third year. You know, I'm trying to, I'm like, it's kind of early. But, you know, like I said, man, it happened when you least expect it. And we hung out, man. It was like we hit it off instantly. You know, we just laughed the whole night.
So I really am not saying this. The next things to come out of my mouth, I promise you, are not intending to be disrespectful. I don't come to this show with the words that the Lord fills in my heart to be disrespectful. But I do know once they hit the internet, they go viral, and everybody on TikTok finds themselves in a frenzy because, oh my God, Jason Lee is attacking somebody. I'm not attacking you, but I am going to say what I believe because that's what that's why all of you showed up for. First of all, even TLC had color band-aids on their eye. I don't even understand what that tape was doing on your face in that interview. You looked foolish. Here's why a lot of you women who are sitting at home right now giving your kids cough drops so they can go to sleep, or what is the other stuff they give them, NyQuil, so your kids can go to sleep, so some man that looks like that can come over and lay on top of you. Please choose better. Clearly, I don't care what a person looks like, as cute as they may be. Maybe they were a cute little Gerber baby that ate a lot of food and grew up to be a football player that can run a ball up and down the field and then after work go and run some other balls. I'll let you play with that on your free time. I'm not saying that he's one of those people, but everything that looks like a pig may actually be a donkey. That was donkey of the day if I've ever seen it in my life. And I think you said it in front of Simone that you were the catch. Now, I'm not anything special, right? But I do know that when I meet people, I'm not as rich. Well, I probably have more money than him, but I'm not as famous. Well, he's probably more famous in a different way, right? But even with me, when I meet somebody, they Google me. I Google people. I Google you, even if it says you are the server at Olive Garden. I'm still going to Google you to find out who you are. I'm going to go to your Instagram. I'm going to do my research. There's no way after you swiped and connected with this girl that you did not go over to the Googler and see who she was and then go through all the thousands and thousands of photos of her all over the world getting credentialed as one of the greatest athletes of all time in gymnastics. So that's cap.
It's definitely cap because on Raya, you can even click someone's like hyperlink and it's a full bio. Like, that's so.
Yeah, I mean, and the excuse that he didn't have access to an Olympic channel. I'm sure he watches SportsCenter or whatever other newscast is talking about what he does. And they were obviously talking about her at the time, too, because she was the biggest news around the Olympics at the time because of all the things she was dealing with. So to me, it's ridiculous. I think he told on himself later when he was like, the man is always the catch. I think this circumstance was just him having an ego about the woman that he matched with being bigger and more famous and more popular than he was in sports. So I think he had to just like try and bring her down a peg because she's a more popular athlete than him.
Yeah, anytime I see a man that needs a woman to shrink, you know, in a room he finds himself in, just to me screams that he has a lot of issues himself. I don't know how he was brought up. You know, maybe you weren't raised by your dad. You know, maybe your dad dropped dick off and then now, here you are. It happened. My dad dropped dick off and here I am. So I'm one of those, but at least I grew up knowing that was probably not the right thing to do. I would not be in a room with somebody I love, regardless of who that is, and make them feel some type of way, especially when that person's super famous. Well, anyway, social media obviously lost it and claimed that Jonathan was full of himself and disrespecting his beautiful and talented black queen. Now, after the criticism, Jonathan claimed he and his wife were unbothered and locked in. Simone also shared a few posts of herself. Now, here's a photo of Jonathan and Simone seemingly unbothered. The way she's looking up to him just screams, never had a daddy in my life, so I'm going to let this one.
Oh, my.
Right? Locked in for life. Okay, well, I've seen Simone look at a man like that before, her ex, you know, and he was a gymnast, and he flipped out of her life so he could flip in. Well, 5 months later, Simone and Jonathan are still being reminded of his comments after he was seen cheering her on at a recent competition. Here's a video of Simone at her competition and a fan. Take a look.
Wasn't standing on the podium, but they were clapping really loud when she landed that. She practices it by herself in the gym, but it's important that she practices the visuals of doing it by herself.
You mean to tell me all those white people in that room knew who your girl was and you didn't? You know, it's different when you're on the field with a bunch of other athletes who people are screaming for. They ain't screaming for you. They're screaming for the whole team. You know, when I've gone to the game and I've seen Tom Brady on the field, they're yelling for Tom Brady. He's not a Tom Brady. You're not even a Jerry Maguire. But either way, when they're there, they're screaming for Simone. She's a big deal. But you didn't know. Well, I bet he knew that camera was on him when he was standing up rooting for her because he wanted that moment. That's the time you get the highlight reel since you're not doing it in your own career. Well, either way, here's a photo of Simone slamming trolls. Now, this is what she posted on her Instagram. I'm going to quickly address this. The joke was never a joke. Y'all are blatantly being disrespectful to my relationship and my husband. So I'm going to go ahead and say this one time respectfully. Fuck off. And if you keep commenting or tweeting at me, I'm just going to block you. Simple as that. And I don't need to touch grass or whatever the fuck y'all suggest. At everyone else that supports us, we love you all so much. Well, Simone, see, that kind of behavior is going to make you fall short of a Wheaties box. You have to remember something. As short as you are, your career is that short, too. Mary Lou Retton didn't live forever in this career, neither will you. Look at Caitlyn. She took Bruce's spot. At the end of the day, if you want to be respected by your fans and you want your fans, who are the consumer market, the people that buy those expensive-ass tickets, the people who buy your merch, the people who buy things or buy into you, you got to protect and support and love on your fans. But anytime you get with some man who decided to drop dick off because he swiped left on an app and was luckily found himself in your lap, doesn't mean that you should then go and say fuck all your fans who put you in that privileged position anyway. Because just like you flip the way in, if you flip your fans off, you may lose the love and support that you need to be able to be successful. You know, part of consumer branding is brands being able to believe that you're the type of person that can represent them. So we're not going to see you selling any Sheen. I'm not talking about Sheen, that cheap ass clothing from Japan. I'm talking about Sheen moisture.
I know what you're talking about.
You know what I mean? We not going to see you sell nothing black, because this is not black love. This is black bullshit. But either way, I hope that you all are doing okay, because this is the man that you need. Because the minute he cheats on you, and I promise you, this is my hand of God. Because me and God are locked in for life. I don't know about you. I said in my book, God must have forgot about me. He just reminded me to tell you something. Men cheat, all of them, every single one of them. I'm not a cheater because I'm 46 at this point. I've cheated all I could. But all men cheat. He's going to cheat on you. He's going to break your little heart. And you're going to come to the internet. You're going to find Diane Sawyer and bring her out of retirement and beg us with crocodile tears to forgive you. And we're not, because I'm going to be right there. I'm going to be that troll locked in for life to remind you how you told us to fuck off. Ain't this like keeping up with the Kardashians? Then you tell us stop keeping up with you. Like, the shit don't make sense.
It doesn't. And that's why they all need to take a play out of the Beyonce playbook. Just don't respond.
Not bring up Beyonce. Beyonce is somewhere spraying this hair product on a wig. We are not going
to
do that.
And she doesn't respond to the negativity. She just doesn't respond. And you see what happens.
Like, Beyonce, we're waiting for you to respond to whether or not you dated Jay-Z as a minor. Am I the only one with courage to ask the question? Did you guys not see it on the internet? You guys haven't seen it?
I saw it.
Rob, you ain't seen it?
I see people.
See, y'all have selective outrage. You see what I'm saying? Selective outrage. So we pick and choose? Okay.
How is this selective outrage?
You brought up Beyonce in this, so I'm blaming you for it. All right. Well, either way, Jonathan reposted her message and added his own comments. Take a look. If y'all gonna support, support. If not, respectfully, keep scrolling. Because being fake mad about people y'all don't know from a can of paint is weirdo behavior. Boy, you lucked your way into the fame. Like, we didn't know who you were before you went to Raya. And Raya, you guys don't accept my request to join your app to find love because of my job. Look it, you're in my job now. I should probably create a fake profile or have Rob sign up for me. And you
I already have a Raya account, so I can't sign up for you.
You guys are on Raya? Yeah.
I was when I was outside in the streets. But it's nothing there. It's dry. You don't want to be outside.
Hold on. How long you been in a relationship?
2 years. But before that, I was on Raya.
It wasn't popping.
I thought Raya was for like entertainment people.
In the industry?
So you've never slept with anybody on Raya?
No.
Me neither.
But I have seen people on there who are like, oh, you on Raya? Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Rob, you need to be banned off of all the apps. Because you are, anyway.
This false narrative. God.
Whatever. Bye, girl. Bye. All right. I don't even want to talk about this next subject, but I literally just show up to work and do what the producers tell me. All right. Sydney Starr and Darius McCrary go viral. Darius McCrary is from Family Matters. Again, the views expressed on this show are those of mine, but they're driven by the production team that put it in the teleprompter, okay? He been loved the trans. I don't know why y'all worried about this family matter. This is a family matter we saw coming because he has been out here with the transsexuals for a long time. Now, you're so caught up on him running around from Steve Urkel that you thought that that was the one that had the issue in the show. No, it was him living a double life. And slowly, this man has been falling out the closet right before our eyes. And I'm glad that he's fallen all the way out because now him and Sydney Starr, who we know is one of the biggest clout-chasing transsexuals in the world, it's true. I love Sydney. She knows that. But Sydney, you just slid in one of my friend's DMs and asked if you can pay to suck his thing. And you know, I don't know why you did that. I'm not even going to put the receipt out there because you're a sex worker. And that's, I'll say allegedly. Right?
Allegedly.
Yeah, sex work is whatever. We live in 2024. You know, some of y'all paying your bills from being a sex worker. Get that Cash App popping. Well, anyway, Darius McCrary is getting it popping now. He played Eddie Winslow on the show Family Matters. He's gone viral after a video surfaced showing him slapping this transgender rapper's booty. By the way, I'm pro-trans, pro-gay, LGBT, pro-straight, pro-white, black. I'm pro-everybody. I'm just telling the story. But this trans was slapped on the ass by Family Matters star Darius McCrary. And they were bumping and grinding all over each other. Now, Sydney recently teased her Instagram followers with this hot and steamy video from 2021. To lure them to her OnlyFans page where she and Darius reportedly got wild. Now, here's a muted video of Darius and Sydney. If you have kids in the room or anybody that has digestive issues and may throw up their food, please have them close their eyes now. Go. All right, I'm going to narrate. You know what? I'm not narrating this. I'm not narrating this.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Oh, okay. There was a kiss that. Okay. Yep. All righty. How many more seconds do we have left? I got some observations I'm going to come back with in 5, 4. Oh my God. This is as long as 3, 2. How much longer is this? Thank you. I didn't like that yellow tie you had on Darius against that maroon colored sweater shirt. And by the way, you must have got some Just for Men because your hair is definitely grayer than that. I've seen you on Lunel's Instagram. You're getting a lot older than I am. By the way, I haven't dyed my hair. Not shaming those that have. Rob dyed his hair today because his facial hair is turning white. And he dyed it a shade too black. Now your face is black. Your upper face is black and your bottom face is brown.
Yeah, just try to darken the white hairs in the beard a little bit.
Why? Are you concerned with aging?
No, I'm not concerned with aging because you guys bring it up so much. Jesus.
Don't say you mean, it's turning so white. I mean, you're scaring
I'm younger
me.
Than you.
It's like, giving Silver Fox. I like it.
Who?
Salt and pepper.
It's giving Silver. Ho. Oh. All right. Well, anyway, that video that just disgusted me. Ugh.
Oh, my God.
After setting the internet on fire, Sydney and Darius hopped back online and said that they feel like they're the new. You know what?
Oh,
we're
God.
Not disrespecting the homie Blueface like that. No, we're not. You say you the new Blueface of Krishan? Hold on a second.
Bitch, you tried it.
What was the reason, bitch?
You sure is ugly.
What? Never.
Oh, God.
Well, Sydney, you say you the new Blueface and Krishan. Speaking of eyelashes, look at her eyelash. Sydney, you don't get that Walmart purchase eyelash together, that CVS makeup you got on. Anyway, here's a video of her responding to critics, him and her.
Business, we have a whole show on the way. We about to make millions. Let them know. This is a business meeting.
I feel like Blueface right now. What the
fuck? What, Blue? I'm your Krishan Rock.
Just go get a fucking tooth with my face on it.
I'm your Krishan Rock. Just go get a Krishan Rock and Blueface, here we come.
No.
Wait, they got back together.
No, that's not what we're trying to do. That's not.
We're money makers.
Blueface and Krishan have been here, and then Blueface and Jaden have been here, and then Krishan's been here on their own. I'm now extending an invitation to both Darius McCurry and Sydney to come on the Jason Lee Show because I need to see this transaction in person because I don't know what is going on. First of all, you'll never be the Blueface and Krishan that we love because you all don't know how to dominate social media the way that they do. Although I could see that a lot of the people out there that are into this type of transaction will go and support your page. Well, Sydney later claimed that they're also available for bookings for Pride Month, which is coming up in June. Meanwhile, Darius is responding to the critics in his comment section. Here's what he had to say on Instagram. Somebody said he didn't fill out the whole closet, just live your life. And he said, ain't no closet when you own the house. This person said, Darius McCray, now why are you trolling like this? And he said, just having a little fun with fools, hun, I'm done. And this man said, all these women out here, bro, Carl Winslow, turning up in his grave. And he said, and I can't, and can't one pay a bill or buy me a hamburger? You don't need a burger. You need therapy. Because what we're watching is mental health. I think this is mental health, right? Is it disrespectful to say that at this point, people have just allowed social media to make them lose their damn mind?
I think it's a combination of social media and easy access to money on OnlyFans. Because this man, look, he has a whole acting career that he should be running to. And not OnlyFans with Sydney Starr.
Darius McCrary could be the star of Tubi right now.
Yeah.
I think it's clout chasing because she's about to be on Tronix.
Okay,
show.
But just because she's going to be on Tronix, I mean, maybe this is given, like, let's get the buzz started so that way you can come see me. But, like, at this point, now that you've teased you having sex with him on OnlyFans, you need to go over there. I just told you she slid into somebody's DM saying she would pay to suck them off.
That's crazy.
And I dare her to sue me for that because I'll drop that receipt. I mean, it's simple, right? It's one text away. Well, anyway, he also shared this video trolling people, claiming that he's lost his mind and messing with Sydney Starr because he's gone broke. Look.
Oh, he looks so terrible. He looks so bad. Another child star has lost it. Oh, man. Oh, he's broke. Oh, man. Oh, so bad out here. Somebody help me. I'll be over on the Sony lot if you want to send a donation. And my Cash App is go fuck yourself.
He gonna be one of them weird ass old people when they get old with the old jokes. Darius, you don't look bad. I mean, with your glasses on, you look a lot younger than you do with them off, but you don't look bad. And you said you're on the Sony lot, which means you're working, so you're not desperate or hard up for cash, no pun intended. But Sydney, y'all are invited to the show. Pull up. And I'm going to keep the same energy when you come here. So just be ready, okay? Do y'all want to add anything else to this? Uh-uh. Okay, bye. All right, well, you know, everybody that knows I'm out here looking for love says that I should go on the 20 versus 1.
You should.
Never. Are you crazy? Because the first thing they're going to do, they're going to have a little person walk in.
Yeah.
You know, the reason why I would never do a dating show, the real reason is because well, one, my dating life, I like to be private. But two, I know that they know me, who can't control himself, and you're going to put me in very uncomfortable situations.
It's going to be a setup.
It's going to be a setup. Because everybody that comes in is going to be the wrong person. There won't be one right person. Well, I don't think there was one right thing with this next subject, and this is the fact that Finesse two times brought his child to a 20 versus one. Now, fans are asking that CPS step in and take his child. Memphis rapper Finesse two times brought his 11-year-old godson and rap protege FNG King to his highly sexual 20 versus one photo shoot. Now, let me show you a photo of Finesse two times and FNG King. Cute little boy. I'm sure if he has the name FNG King, he's a rapper. I don't know. And Finesse two times is highly controversial, according to WAC 100. All right. Well, now, before the 20 versus one shoot, Finesse had CPS called on him at least two other times. So let's take a look at a few events that led up to the recent incident. Now, last May, Finesse claimed that King's mom was on drugs and his dad was dead. So he took him out of the streets and has been caring for him ever since. Well, during this time, Finesse and King were beefing with Charleston White. Which involved making alleged threats that Charleston relayed to CPS. Here's a video of King blasting Charleston and Charleston calling CPS.
Charleston, why you get caught? You get smacked and we're going to strip you. And that's on your mammy life. You getting stripped. I swear to God, you're going to get stripped, fool. Talking about molested.
Go to Charleston.
You got to be gay. Charleston, why you get caught? You getting smacked and we're going to strip you. And that's on your mammy life. You getting stripped. I swear to God, you're going to get stripped, fool. Talking about molested. You got to be gay. He can't get caught in Texas. You're stripping him. It ain't no nothing to talk about you getting stripped off the rip. I swear to God, you get spilled. Everybody. They're going to be somewhere 6 feet under. Come to playing, thinking this is a joke.
Thank you for calling.
I'm on the
corner. Would you like to make a report today?
Yes, ma'am. I only have rapper names and street names, but I'm sure they're easy to find. Yes, ma'am. I want to make a report of child neglect and child endangerment.
Okay, so before we get into those concerns, I do need to collect some basic information on everyone involved.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry to let you know that your identity has been referred and confidential by state law.
Oh, no. I don't want mine to be confidential. I want mine to be identified. I want them to know I did it because I work with children, and it's an obligation to report something when you think children are in danger.
Okay, what's your name?
Charleston White.
Charleston.
Yes, ma'am. Just like Charleston, South Carolina.
Okay, and how do you know the child? Oh,
I don't. I got a video that was sent to me, that was made by this child online, making threats. There's videos of this child in the clubs at night with convicts, thugs around drugs and guns, and the kid's name is Lil King. He's a popular little rapper. So I have a video. That I can send that you guys really can pull up on YouTube, called Lil King Goes In on Charleston White. So just some of the things that he was saying in his video with the adults around him, and then the other videos that's surfacing online with him being in clubs, were almost every rap event that these guys have been at, they've had shootings. How the fuck you gonna get out of prison, nigga? See, you the type of nigga I be talking about, big flabby Billy Larry home built ass nigga. Larry Holmes built ass nigga. Wide hips. Big thigh ass nigga. Coke bottle shape ass nigga. Rapping ass nigga. Yeah, listen. You the type of nigga I be talking about. Finesse. Nessa. Ness. You the kind of nigga I be talking about. Nigga, rock mouth ass nigga. Pour them veneers out your mouth. You go back to rock mouth, nigga. Baby, that nigga look like he got gravel in his mouth before they put them veneers in his mouth. Look like that nigga chew rocks. Where all that nigga teeth was
just look all kind of way. Nigga, teeth was cross-eyed. Every one of them, every two sets of teeth was cross-eyed in his mouth, baby. Boy had rocks in his mouth. Go look up, look at Finesse 2 times when he come up out that jailhouse. When he was in there beating on that shit, eating them zoom zooms and wham whams and them noodles and shit. But you the type of nigga, we coming for you. Nigga, y'all been saying that shit forever. Now, y'all, one thing I know, y'all scared of these people. They scared of the police, and I keep the police with me. When I came through Memphis, I had some stomp down niggas with me, nigga. You scared of Finesse. Nigga, fuck Finesse. Yeah. Say, King, you go thank me later, little homie. I just want to let you know, my nigga, no child is born bad. One day you go see this video, King. One day you go see this video, King. This is what I want you to know, my nigga. They gonna ruin you. They gonna ruin you. My spirit. This is the convictions of a man that's watching a kid be sent to a one-way trip to prison with no return. What they sowing into this baby. So I took it upon myself to answer the call of duty and make the call and rescue that baby, since don't nobody else want to do it. And I will sleep well at night. I won't live in fear. Guess what? God on my side for helping the baby. They sowing demonic seeds into the baby. We don't need another King Von.
Well, Charleston also claimed that he wanted King out of Finesse's custody so badly that he began helping King's mom, Tiffany Moore, get on her feet. However, later that month, King's mom was arrested for first-degree attempted murder. Damn. What is going on in Memphis's... Well, Memphis PD alleged that Tiffany stabbed her mother nearly 10 times in the neck and back with scissors while in the presence of her other child, a young daughter. Now, after the incident, Finesse 2 times called out Charleston White, and Tiffany responded. Take a look.
Hey, Charleston White. What's up, Mark? Hey, Charleston White. You see this bullshit going on? This lady done stabbed her motherfucking mama, man. And you sit here talking about y'all done gave this lady some help. Y'all ain't did a motherfucking thing, man. Y'all ain't did shit. Oh, shit, we finna cut up around here, man. This shit some bullshit, Charleston White. King, you're some bullshit you on, little bro. You're some bullshit you on, little bro. How the fuck you ain't gonna take care of my dude, nigga? Huh? That what you teaching the mother? To leave my dude out? Man, you ain't little bro. Ain't did it, nigga. This some bullshit, nigga.
This is King Mama Tiffany, you know me. And I just wanted to say to y'all, it's lies being told. I'm not on crack. I just did 22 months at the Pentaform. Ain't no, I have not been out long. No, I do not have custody to King. King's name is Keon. I don't have custody. My mom got custody. But it's lies being told. I smoke crack. I'm on drugs. This and that. A lot of lies. And Finesse, I wish you would really talk to me as a man. I always hear you in the background. And I don't want to go after you. No type of way. I need you to talk to me as a man, and I'm a woman. Maybe old enough to be your mom.
And King Dad is not dead.
His name is Christopher Mabry. Wee baby, he's double up. He's from East Memphis. So...
Well, Finesse later shared a message telling Tiffany, get your shit together. We here for you. And telling King's grandma, I hope you get well. Now, let's fast forward. From last May to this March, Finesse said King's mom called CPS on him. Look, this is a photo where he talked about that. And that was posted on our friend's Adam22's page at No Jumper. 2 months later, fans are now wanting to call CPS themselves after Finesse 2 times brought King to a sexually explicit 20 versus 1 shoot. Now, here's a video from the shoot. Lord help us.
I'm spitting in the mouth. I'm doing all this shit.
Okay, you my type. I'm staying with you. Shit. Especially when you hitting the right spot, you gonna have to spit in my mouth.
Would you let him do that right now?
On God. If you spit my mouth right now, you gonna have to leave this home and fuck me right though.
If I spit in your mouth, can I get some cash?
Is you gonna get me some cash? Hell nah, baby. I'm a certified hoe, baby. I get paid for my transactions. I don't pay.
What make you think I'm gonna spit in your mouth for free?
Okay, so after you... Do you stay hard or you get soft?
That junk gets soft. I ain't gonna lie, but shit. I'm gonna go for about 40 minutes for that junk even for round two.
You might not take 40 minutes with me.
Cap.
You think that or you know that?
I know that.
Like, if it get too good, I close my eyes and hit it.
I'm gonna open them up.
Nah, I won't. So
pull your shirt down. It's on camera.
He ain't gonna let you touch his ass.
Touch your
shirt. He said he not a little boy. You can't.
Can you pull your, the back of your shirt down there? Dang, thank you.
You know what I got you for Christmas?
What you got? A toothbrush.
Oh, zoom in.
We on camera. What the fuck?
I let you. Let
zoom
you.
In on the TV.
You put the camera in our mouth. We got to put it in our mouth.
First of all, I understand our culture loves a train wreck, and this is clearly something that is a train wreck. What part of this is appealing outside of it being a train wreck? I mean, all of the women showing up, half of you look disheveled and everything misplaced on you. Second of all, the conversations you all are having in public, you clearly don't have no daytime job, because any of my employees pop up on 20 versus 1, you're getting fired. So I'm just letting you know right now. You have no self-respect. Your mother's and fathers clearly are not in your lives. There's nobody that has family in their lives saying, yeah, but I want my daughter to go on 20 versus 1 and tell a man how he can spit in her mouth and how his penis can stay hard 40 minutes after fucking and then stick it in front of a kid. This kind of stuff, it troubles me as a content creator, because I really look at the world holistically and just know that when it comes to our culture, it's slowly going down the drain because people are profiting off of making us look like buffoons, like all of you just did in that video. I don't know. What do you think? Take the kid away or no?
This is the conversation we've had before about straight environments not labeling grooming what it is. This is grooming.
When, like, you say straight, let's say heterosexual.
Heterosexual, okay. Yeah. Well, because quite often we have the conversation about grooming children, and it's always pointed at the homosexual community, but we don't look at the craziness that goes on in heterosexual environments like this. Like, children should not be brought into environments like this. Children should not be in rooms where strippers are getting naked and gyrating on grown men. Children should not be put in situations where they're provided a prostitute to give them head.
Yes, like, now you're attacking Boosie.
No, I'm just saying. I'm saying these circumstances, which quite often happen with these heterosexual rappers who are keeping up an image of, like, masculinity, is crazy.
Because their daddy was a gangster fucking the little high school girl in school. If you want to talk about it, because it's passed down. This behavior is passed down. And I agree with you. And again, this is why when I talked about that teacher and everybody agreeing with me on social media, even though we don't want to hypersexualize situations that involve kids, this is why I'm overly sensitive when there are kids around. Mm-hmm. Kid taking a grown man's hair out, braids out. If I said it yesterday, the last week on the episode, I'm going to say it again. If, when I have a daughter, if she come to school, I bet no nigga bet. I don't care what type of teacher you are. You could be in there trying to be the lunch guru. I wouldn't care whatever teacher you are. If you touch my kid, we're going to have a problem. And when I look at this scenario, it's sad to think that our culture thinks it's okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, 20 versus 1 to me is just, like, a menace to society, because even for Krishan's episode, there was, like, a fight, a gun was pulled out.
Where? On the 20 versus 1?
Mm-hmm, when Krishan was on.
When you say menace to society, are you talking about the movie?
No, the show is a menace, like, the culture.
It's a menace. It's a cultural menace. Okay, got it.
Movie,
I thought I was going to say
culture. No.
Menace to society.
This show is a menace.
I know a lot of old dogs.
No,
okay?
No. Yeah.
Well, no, I think it is. And a lot of this content, again, you know, if this is what, you know, we cover the things in the culture that are problematic and the things that lift us up, because we want to be a well-balanced optic when you look at it through our lenses, Hollywood Unlocked's lenses. And I use my show to tell you what I think about it. So Hollywood Unlocked can share this clip to get your opinion. Some of you would say we're promoting it. Some would say it's highlighting ignorance. I then come to my podcast here and I talk about what I think about it, which I think is highly disturbing. And I think to anybody who thinks that this type of content is great, you should probably take a look at your life, and hopefully you don't have kids, because some of you shouldn't be having children. All of you are doing nothing but creating more menaces to our society. As soon as you have a kid that goes to set with you on something like this, they then pop up and then they're at school slapping their girlfriend on the ass in the fifth grade for some chocolate milk. And then we have to, taxpayers, pay for them when they end their ass up in prison because you done taught them all the ways to make it through or make it out the hood. I find it disturbing, interesting that people think that this is entertaining content. It says a lot about the people. You know, sometimes I scroll through Instagram, I just kind of look at some of your accounts when you think that these kind of things are entertaining, and I just kind of then go through your page to see if you have mothers or fathers or kids or anything. A lot of you don't, and I don't know where they are, you know, but as somebody who made it through foster care, I kind of feel like, damn, I survived the hardest shit. Well, a lot of kids like that end up in situations like me, and I'm glad I made it on the other side, because God forbid. All right. I really don't want to talk about this anymore, because Wack said you were a snitch, so bye. Okay, this is the last time I want to talk about this, at least for this week, because I keep getting asked to be on interviews to talk about this, and I am tired. Remember at the last show, I said, did he do it or did he not do it? We know now that Diddy did it, because we saw it. Diddy is back in the news, and we're going to talk about him again. Yesterday, I was on News Nation with Chris Cuomo and Ayanna Van Zant and Mark Garagos talking about the whole Diddy thing in this video of him apologizing for the hotel clip that went viral. I said what I had to say. It's a 15-minute clip, so I'm not going to put it in the show, but you can go over to my Instagram and take a look at... Well, it's not on my Instagram. You can go to Hollywood Unlocked and find four, or you can go to Chris Cuomo's page to look at it. Well, Diddy now apologized after this hotel clip went viral. I'm going to take my time by saying this. The Jason Lee Show was on Revolt, and we had a professional relationship with Diddy. I took it off Revolt before all of this came out, unrelated to this drama. It's just I wanted to fully own everything and be in full control of my product and my art, and that's why I left Revolt. I only did it with Revolt to prove to the Wendy Show and the Fox that I could actually get a talk show, and I did it, and we killed everybody in the numbers, so there's no need to be there anymore, right? So my leaving Revolt had nothing to do with Diddy. I did unfollow Diddy on Instagram, and he still follows me, and I'll tell you why I chose to unfollow him, because I personally do not support the bullshit. Now, when I say don't support the bullshit, it's not just the beating of women, because we saw that. And it's he took accountability by with Cassie by settling that dispute. I heard reportedly he allegedly gave her $10 million in a private settlement. The number has not been released or whatever. Everybody got gag orders, weren't supposed to talk about it. But it was what happened after that, because I really try to stay intentional on what people are doing. You all are on my Facebook going back to Diddy parties I was at over 10 years ago saying you were partying with Diddy. Yes, because the Diddy white party was a historical part of our culture. You can go back and look at it before Michael Rubin, I think his name, with Fanatics had his white parties. We all went to Diddy's white party. That white party was at Prince's house. Prince was still alive. So let me tell you, that was the era in time. Lindsay Lohan, Ashton Kutcher, we were all Demi Moore. We had a great time. But I, unlike some of you, can separate a Diddy party, having to deal with Diddy, sipping Ciroc with Diddy, and not supporting the bullshit that we see today. And I can verbally say it. Now, we haven't heard from Jay-Z, who's been at Diddy's house as many times as I have, because I see him there all the time. We haven't heard from Beyonce that's been there. We haven't heard from Nas, who I've seen there. We haven't heard from Usher, who I've seen there. We haven't heard from all the celebrities that I've seen, Mary J. Blige, who've been in the Diddy house when I've been there. I even saw the good old Bishop, T.D. Jakes. He wasn't bent over, but he was at the party. He ain't spoke on it yet. Well, I did, and I have said that I can't support the bullshit. The bullshit is not just the beating. It's the fact that Diddy came out and told us that all the stuff they were saying about him wasn't true, and that it was an attack on him and this and this and that, and they released a joint statement, and a lot of us ate it up. Well, after he said everything wasn't true, here comes this good old video from a hotel that we found out Diddy tried to pay to stop from us seeing. Now, last week, disturbing video was released by CNN showing Diddy, Sean Combs, assaulting ex-girlfriend Cassie Ventura in a hotel in 2016. Now, in November, remember I told you, Cassie filed that $30 million civil lawsuit alleging rape, abuse, sex trafficking, all against Diddy, who then settled one day after. So that went away really fast because it was settled. Now, in her complaint, she mentioned the incident, this incident, and alleged that Diddy paid the hotel $50,000 for the footage, despite the disturbing recording being released, confirming Cassie's allegations. The LADA's office has now said that they can't prosecute because the statute of limitations have passed. Well, days after that, Diddy dropped a video apologizing for his actions, broadcasted to the world. Now, baby, I could tell you, Ayanna Van Zant did not produce this. Tyler Perry did not produce this. I don't even think the Zeus Network produced this. This was a let me grab my phone and go production without any thought that maybe this isn't the only shoe that's going to drop. Take a look and then we'll come back.
It's so difficult to reflect on the darkest times in your life. Sometimes you got to do that. I was fucked up. I mean, I hit rock bottom. But I make no excuses. My behavior on that video is inexcusable. I take full responsibility for my actions in that video. I'm disgusted. I was disgusted then when I did it. I'm disgusted now. I went and I sought out professional help. I had to go into therapy, I'm going to rehab.
had asked God for his mercy and grace. I'm so sorry. But I'm committed to be a better man each and every day. I'm not asking for forgiveness. I'm truly sorry.
You know, I understand from what Ayanla said on Chris Cuomo's show over at News Nation that, you know, we do need to get to a place of peace. We need to get to a place of healing. We need to get to a place of understanding and forgiveness when people make errors like this. And you all know I am anti-cancel culture. There's so many articles all over the internet and shows that I've been on and interviews that I've been in where I've talked about being anti-cancel culture. I was head of media for Kanye West. I worked with somebody and for somebody who I helped bring back from cancellation and then quit right before he went back into cancellation. So I understand. But this is different. You know, it's one thing to take ownership for things that you've done and be held accountable in the public eye and deal with it in private and work through your trauma and then re-enter the culture. But Diddy said he didn't do it, and then now this video proved that he did. So you were gaslighting us into believing that you were another black man being taken advantage of and lied on, when really you paid that millions of dollars and paid that $50,000 hotel to hide us from seeing you for who you are. Now there's alleged other videos out there that I may get my hands on, but I'm trying to stay away from, but people are trying to throw it at me of you allegedly...
Allegedly.
Doing this to other people. So when you go online and say...
It was all a lie.
It really wasn't. When you saw the video, what did you guys think? Did you say we should forgive Diddy?
No. I thought it was performative, and I thought it was a cookie-cutter PR response to some bullshit that you did that you didn't think you were going to get caught doing. He didn't apologize to Cassie in the video. He didn't acknowledge the fact that he lied to
in fairness, he contractually was not able to say her name. Mm-hmm.
Even if he didn't say her name, he didn't really apologize to the people who were affected by what he's mm-hmm. done. He could have said that. He didn't have to say her name. And he also didn't acknowledge the fact that he blatantly lied to everyone via social media the week before, 2 weeks before. Like, bro, it was so performative to me.
It's so obvious, too. It just came out because he got caught. That's it. If the video never came out, we would never get any type of... ownership.
Well, Diddy's video apology was not received well at all. Mm-hmm. Now, the first people to react was Cassie's legal team, and this was a statement that they released. One of Cassie's lawyers, Meredith Firetalk, issued a statement Sunday saying, Combs' most recent statement is more about himself than many people he has hurt. She adds, when Cassie and multiple other women came forward, he denied everything and suggested that his victims were looking for a payday. Of course, she's referencing Diddy's strong denial in December. This after he'd been sued by yet another accuser post Cassie. Now, Firetalk says that statement rings hollow, with her adding that he was only compelled to apologize once his repeated denials were proven false, shows his pathetic desperation, and no one will be swayed by his disingenuous words. Well, of course, you know, 50 Cent was having a field day. By the way, 50 Cent privately is a nice guy. Like 50 Cent is nice in person. But he's a terrorist on social media. This is what 50 had to say about Diddy on social media when the assault video dropped. Remember, here, look. He posted this, enough is enough. And then he went on saying, the lie detector has determined this was a lie, Maury vibes. He posted that when Diddy's assault stuff first happened. And then when he apologized, this is what 50 said. This is not going to work. Who is advising him right now? Shaking my head, bad move. And then he promoted his cognac. Another denial post resurfaced along with Diddy's 2022 BET Awards Lifetime Achievement speech. Now, I was sitting in the front row when he said this because that was also the speech where he shouted out his baby moms and stuff with Young Miami sitting right there holding up a poppy sign or something. Remember, mm-hmm. we talked about that on the show. Anyway, take a look.
A special thank you to the people that was really like there for me. Bishop T.D. Jakes. My chief of staff, Christina Corum, KK, Lorianne Gibson, keeping me free. Yeah, and also Cassie for holding me down in the dark times. Love.
Well, also bringing up Diddy's denial post was Cassie's longtime friend, Tiffany Redd, who also was a songwriter that was previously mentioned, suing Diddy over music-related issues. Tiffany went viral by posting this. Take a look.
Cut it out, Puff. Cut it out. So you were disgusted back then. You're disgusted now. So let me ask you a question then. Was that the last time that you did that to her? Was that the last time you did that to any woman? If you're so disgusted and you went and you got all this help and you feel whatever. And if that's the case, why did you say enough is enough and say that she was lying? Say that, you know, all the things in her lawsuit are not true. That incident was in her lawsuit. I remember that incident because I was around. Remember? I remember her telling me about how you spent $50,000 to get rid of that video. Watching that video the other day was crazy because I thought no one was ever going to see it because of you. And now you're sorry? Really? Cry me a river, bro. You're not sorry. You're sorry you got caught. And I'm glad you don't want forgiveness because ain't nobody giving it to you over here. You know what you did. You're fine with your behavior. That's the bottom line. That is you. That person on that video is part of you. And that part of you needs to atone, needs to take whatever is coming to you because you have already sown these seeds. Take your punishment like a fucking man. Talking about you sorry. Get the fuck out of here.
Another person to react to all the Diddy news was Slim Thug, who previously slammed Cassie and is now issuing an apology of his own. Now, here's what Thug said before.
I don't agree with that coming back and getting Bill Cosby, coming back and getting Puff. I don't believe in that, man. When shit go down, speak on that shit right then or it's out of it. It should be null and void. You shouldn't even have no type of nothing. You shouldn't be able to do shit. Unless you let the people know what happened immediately. It should be a time limit on this shit. What happened was, you got around them stand up on love shit. This is what happened. I'm going to tell you what always happened, right? You was with a billionaire with all this bread all this time, and then you went followed your heart to with a trainer. Apartment got smiled in the bitch, that lifestyle fell off, now it's struggle time, the love wearing off, and now you trying to come up with ways to figure out how to get paid. Exposed niggas in my books. You did that. You participated. You ain't say for nothing. You did that. So stand on that, man. Quit trying to expose people for money. Like, what the fuck? Nah, that apartment got smiled. You and that dude, you left for love. You let your homegirls hype you up when you was with him. You let them homegirls hype you up to tell you, girl, he treating you bad, he cheating on you, he messing with them girls, don't let him embarrass you like that.
Now here's Slim Thug's apology. Take a look. Damn, Diddy, I tried to ride with the black man who had no charges, but yet I can't stand behind this. I'll take this L, but I still will ride with my people until I see some sort of proof. I don't believe in blogs or civil suits. Apologies to Cassie and whoever else was on the right side this time. Diddy's former head of security, Roger Bonds, also spoke out and mentioned his late ex, Kim Porter, and other ex, Gina, how you pronounce, Huynh, Gina Huynh. And this is what he said. He said some alarming things. Take a look. Okay, well, this is what he said online, and you could take a look at this because this is a lot of text, and Slim Thug got me in my feelings. I don't want to read all this. Now, Roger also fired off on critics claiming that he didn't do anything or speak up beforehand. He went live and talked about that. Take a look.
Y'all could send all the messages y'all want. Y'all could send all the threats y'all want. Y'all could call me old. Y'all could call me whatever y'all want to call me. It don't bother me. As long as you don't run up on me, as long as you don't invade my space, we cool. I don't give a fuck what y'all say. I don't know y'all. Half of y'all, most of y'all Puff don't know. Y'all just dick riding. And standing up for a nigga who could beat up your mother, beat up your sister, beat up your daughter, beat up everything. Yeah, that's a lot of reasons why I'm doing this. You know what I'm saying? But don't say that I didn't speak up and don't say I didn't come between them. Read the lawsuit before you come at me and say, yo, you did this, you did that, you didn't do this, do that. And all you washed up niggas, y'all could save it, man. This is for the woman's period. This ain't even for you niggas that's saying slick shit to me, because none of y'all niggas will say slick shit to me straight up and down. And if y'all niggas willing to meet your demise over a motherfucker you don't even know, then you know how to handle it.
Kelly Price also went viral after she put prayer hands or prayer under Diddy's page. And this is what she said. she went on and talking about the Holy Ghost, and I'm gonna let you read. Just screenshot and read. It's a really long message, but she went on basically, you know, honoring him in the midst of the storm. Well, social media dragged Kelly for filth, calling her out for being a Christian, supporting an alleged predator, and asking if she prayed for Cassie. She shared a 12-minute video. 12 minutes? We're not going to play the whole 12 minutes, but here's a little portion. Take a look.
And we all have the capacity, if we allow ourselves, to go to a dark enough place to do some very horrible things. For those of you who got it, you don't need an explanation. I have not spoken about any of this stuff since it's come out. I don't stand with anything that is criminal. None of us can unsee what we saw. For those of you who got what I was trying to say, and I was compelled to say it, I don't need the clout. So for those of you who are saying that, you know, you're the one who's inside my life, so I guess you need it. If someone has a problem with alcoholism or drugs or whatever it is, if you put them in a 90-day program and they feel better at day 45 and they check themselves out, the work has not been finished. The work has not been complete. I simply said to him, because I believed that he would hear it, that make sure, I was pretty much telling him, do the soul work. So it wasn't, oh my God, I'm praying for you. Why are they trying to drag the black man down? You've not seen me out here on that. So for those of you who tried to make it that, you need something to harp on, and I get it. Do what you got to do to make your life feel important. I don't need to do those things. I actually do real things that leave a mark in this world, which is the reason why you actually know my name while you're trying to drag me.
Now, after his apology, Diddy has also received Donkey of the Day by our friend Charlamagne over at the Breakfast Club. And New York Mayor Eric Adams, is considering revoking Diddy's 2023 Key to the City Award, and fitness company Peloton, even Peloton that I have in my home, has says that they're removing Diddy's music from future classes. Do you think all this is worth it?
Yes, and you said it yesterday on Chris Cuomo. You said, which I thought was like, oh, I love that analogy. You said if you were a doctor and you punched a patient, if you were a lawyer and you punched a client, if you worked in any business situation and you punched someone, you would lose your job. Correct.
Yeah.
And you said we are now watching him lose everything, which I think is appropriate for this situation. So I get redemption. I get allowing people to be forgiven. But we as a culture have to stop like giving so much energy of acceptance and like, oh, I want to hold on to him. And he was such a great part of our culture. Yeah, but he also is a loser in this way. So he needs to lose everything right now.
He's a loser.
He needs to feel the pain of what he did. He needs to feel it. And oh, one other thing I wanted to say to your point, because people have been attacking or dragging you for going to a white party.
I'm getting attacked?
No, I'm saying you said people were attacking and dragging you for going to a white party. He wasn't beating or sexually assaulting anyone in front of you at a white party. So why would you not go to the party? Because he was doing this stuff in the privacy of hotel rooms or his home or wherever. Some people may have seen it, but the people at the party didn't see it. So why are y'all trying to drag someone who went to a party?
Now, mind you, I have videos of Cassie and us all dancing in the home, like in his home back in the day during parties, because there were good times, you know, and there are good times and bad times in relationships. I understand why people are mad, and I understand why Cassie wants vindication and she's getting it. And to Diddy, I don't feel sorry for him, not just because he's Puff, but because he's rich. He just settled the Ciroc deal where I think he got like $100 million or something crazy. So he has money. He's liquid hundreds of millions of dollars. He can sell all his homes and move to Bali for a couple years and get therapy. He can go and do healing. He can do the work if he really wants to. He's still Puff, so he can always re-enter later like Russell did. I'm just saying, Puff is going to be okay. But what's not okay is when you gaslight people into believing that they're full of shit or that they're wrong. And then when you don't truly stand behind your apology. You know, it's hard to say I've never done anything, then come back later and say that I was struggling and I was in rehab. Now, word on the street is that Diddy was addicted to drugs. I'll say allegedly.
Allegedly.
And alcohol. And, you know, there's lots of conversations happening to people who know the situation and says that, you know, he is going through his process. So I'm sure at some point he'll be forgiven. But now is not the time.
Not the time.
I'm wiping my nose, and that's not because of cocaine. This is makeup that Kaylin put on my nose. Just be very clear. I don't do cocaine. I've never done any drug, hard drug in my life. Any drug in my life. Let me just be very clear. Like I said, he never did a hard drug, but that was that time in Mexico. That was alcohol. All right, listen, I made it through the show quickly. All right, let's get to thoughts and prayers. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I don't believe in cancel culture, but I am pro accountability culture. When it comes to Diddy, the things he did in the dark are now coming to light, and we can only hope, like his alleged victims, that he too recognizes his wrongdoings and genuinely takes full accountability. Not like the video he shared on that Instagram. As much as we want to believe he meant every word and he was truly sorry, as he captioned in the post, he was very specific with his words, and the apology only came after his actions were made public and after prosecutors revealed that they couldn't hold him accountable. So when it comes to the full and unconditional accountability, Diddy, are you going to take that? Too soon. Or will you remain a bad boy for life? Prayerfully, you choose the road to atonement and repentance, setting a better example for the younger generations, like Finesse Two Times and his protege King, who we just seen exploit and disrespect women. The only time it's kind of acceptable is in a catfight or in a congressional hearing. Because Jasmine Crockett dragged Marjorie Taylor Greene to hell and back. Who would have thought we'd see a bonus episode of Baddies on CNN? And speaking of baddies, who in the hell thought we'd see Sydney Starr and Darius McCurry bumping and grinding on each other? Eddie Winslow went from Family Matters to Trans Lives Matters, and we're here for it. I'm not, but they are. He's living his best life and told the haters to fuck off, just like Simone and her husband. And who can blame them? Some of y'all are just miserable. So go hop on a dating app that I can't get on, like Raya, and find your husband or your wife, whatever you like, or Sydney, and leave those happily booed up people alone. That's it. I'm done with this show. Every topic we talked about, I was forced to. It's in the notes. All right. Rob, please find a lighter shade of Just for Men. Because right now, that's just not for you. All right, listen, you can follow the show everywhere on social media, at Hollywood Unlocked, at Jason Lee Show. Our next guest is somebody that's going to have the internet in shambles again, and we'll come back here and talk about it. I'm not going to tell you who it was because we have this new surprise thing going on, but it's a four-hour and how many minute episode?
Four and a half hour
episode. Jeez. Damn, I can't believe we sat there that long. Anyway, make sure you check it out and follow us everywhere on the internet. You already are, so keep following us. Till next time, bye. Peace.
Jason Lee Podcast.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,